I'm Rona Tarrant. Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore has announced that a preliminary investigation into allegations of sexual harassment and financial improprieties by Bishop Michael Bransfield has been completed and will be forwarded to the Vatican for final judgment. At the same time, the Archbishop announced restrictions on the bishop's ministry. The Vatican announced Bransfield's retirement from the Diocese of Wheeling-Charleston, West Virginia in September, and Pope Francis appointed Laurie as Apostolic Administrator with a mandate to investigate the allegations against the bishop. Pittsburgh Bishop David Zubik has released a 5-point action plan in response to listening sessions held following the Pennsylvania grand jury report on alleged clerical sexual abuse. The Church Healing Pastoral Letter addresses accountability and transparency in church governance, spiritual and human formation for clergy and seminarians, and promises additional channels for parishioners to bring their concerns to the bishop. The plan also includes the strengthening of support for victims of abuse. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration has told airlines it believes Boeing's 737 MAX 8 model to be airworthy after two fatal crashes within 6 months. An Ethiopian Airlines plane en route from Addis Ababa to Nairobi crashed 6 minutes after takeoff on Sunday, killing all 157 people on board. Four Catholic Relief Service staff members were among those killed. The incident followed a Lion Air crash in October that killed 189 people. Officials with the Catholic Legal Immigration Network have criticised the Federal Department of Homeland Security for its decision granting an 18-month extension for temporary protected status for South Sudan because it does not include recent arrivals from the country. DHS Secretary Kirsten Nielsen said the decision to extend the status was granted because of ongoing armed conflict in the country. Catholic groups have said TPS is a life-saving immigration status that should be afforded to all of those in a vulnerable position. In France, the Archdiocese of Rouen has concluded its sainthood inquiry into the life and death of a French priest who was killed while celebrating Mass. Archbishop Dominique Lebrun of Rouen presided over the final session of the diocesan inquiry into the life and martyrdom of Father Jacques Hamel. Father Hamel was killed in July 2016 when two men stormed a church while he celebrated Mass. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.